You're listening to SBS News.
When Sydney went into COVID-19 lockdown last year, it was often described as a tale of two cities. Sydney's west had to live by a tough set of restrictions, including a nightly curfew, while residents of the city's affluent eastern suburbs packed Bondi Beach. Residents of both areas spoke with the media at the time.
One rule applies for the west, one rule applies for the east, another rule applies for the north. It's hard, but what do we do? Like, to be abused by something called your country? We're born and bred here. I'm probably more Aussie than the meat pie, but what do you do?
I feel sorry for those people, because like, we are lucky to be here, close to the beach, close to the park, and be able to go for a dip on the water, and they are stuck in the apartments. But in the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, you cannot complain much, you know.
Now, an independent review funded by three philanthropic groups has confirmed what some people feared, that lockdowns and border closures were used excessively. Inquiry chairman Professor Peter Shergold says disadvantaged people suffered when they need not have.
These controls, we have to say, were imposed ruthlessly. Restrictions on movement should be proportionate to the risk. I think the single biggest failure was not sufficiently planning at the start for the fault lines in society. Those who are disadvantaged, those who are vulnerable. We knew, in a sense, who they would be. People from low socioeconomic groups, people who are on the wrong side of the digital divide, women, migrants who are here from non-English speaking backgrounds, our First Nations.
The review found that government regulations and their enforcement went beyond what was required to control the spread of the virus, that too many of Australia's lockdowns and border closures were the result of policy failures, and that people experiencing social inequalities or particular vulnerabilities in our community suffered unnecessarily. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says Australia has a lot to be proud of in terms of its COVID-19 response.
We have one of the lowest death rates anywhere in the world. We stayed more open and more free than other parts of the world as well. From my perspective in New South Wales, and as someone who for the entire pandemic was part of the COVID crisis cabinet, there were difficult decisions that had to be made. We got some right, we got some wrong. I don't think anywhere in the world has been a perfect response.
At one point, Melbourne earned global notoriety as the most locked down city in the world. The man who ordered the lockdowns, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, has defended his decisions.
It was a 1-in-100-year event. There's no rule book, there's no playbook. You do not what's popular, you do what's right. Again, leadership is, you don't get to choose the circumstances you face, you don't get to choose, whatever crisis comes your way. You've just got to step up and do your very best. And that's what literally millions of Victorians did.
The review chair, Mr. Shergold, has recommended that policies be designed with existing inequalities front of mind.
We need to be better prepared for the next pandemic. The question is not if it comes, but when it comes. We really do need to be ready.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.